a Jewish journal article, The Good, the Bad, and the Idol. In the finale of The Idol, one of the most talked about shows of the year, Eli Roth's Andrew Finkelstein, who is a Live Nation exec, turns to Hank Azaria, who plays Chaim, an Israeli manager of superstar Jocelyn, Lily Rose Depp, and says, Tov Miad. Or, very good, in Hebrew. While there were some good moments and good performances, poor writing harmed a show that had the building blocks of potential greatness. Jocelyn is a hot recording artist whose last tour was cancelled when she had a nervous breakdown, is still grappling with the death of her physically abusive mother. In the opening scene, a borderline pornographic picture is posted online and Chaim says he will shoot whoever is responsible. At the same time, during a photo shoot, an intimacy coordinator, a person whose job is to make sure the actors feel comfortable and heard during nude, sex scenes, informs Jocelyn's reps that the photos are too revealing and not in accordance with the writer. Chaim, after Jocelyn demands the coordinator leave the set, locks him in the bathroom. Depp has stated she was cool with her nude scenes and she had agency. The show centers around Jocelyn's efforts to make it to a successful tour, including a show at Sophie Stadium, if she isn't derailed by a chaotic relationship with Tedros, Abel Tesfaye, aka The Weeknd, who also co-created the series, who is manipulative and has a troubling past. The Good. Azaria brings some humor to the show and his acting chops are so fierce that we can believe him in any situation and any character. Roth. A great director who famously played Donnie, the Bear Jew, Donowitz as Inglourious Basterds brings high energy to the show and while his role is small, he is on point as well. Another Jewish actor, Troy Sivan, is excellent as Xander, a creative director who claims he doesn't sing anymore due to vocal problems although Tedros hears him sing and tells him he should. Senet, who is not Jewish but expertly played the Jewish lead in Shiva Baby, is likewise impressive as Leia, someone who knows Tedros is messed up and tries to fight his power grab. But she is momentarily distracted by her lust for Isaac, played by Moses Sumney, who excels in his role as a muscle-bound man who is also a gifted singer. Davine Joy Randolph also provides a charming performance as Chaim's partner in managing Jocelyn. Depp brings some great intensity, and her acting is decent when the writing makes sense. Her singing voice is pleasant. Hari Neff, who is Jewish, does well as Vanity Fair reporter Talia Hirsch, who seems sympathetic to Jocelyn, but may be duping her for details. The cinematography is well done as we see the fashion and glamour of Los Angeles. The Bad. The Weeknd is a gifted singer who had a small role in Uncut Gems, created the show with Sam Levinson, Euphoria, and Reza Fahim, but his acting is not yet at the level where he could give a credible performance in this specific role. A scene where he is supposed to be tough and threatening a guy at a clothing store on Rodeo Drive is laughable. And it's not supposed to be. Intimate scenes should be done tastefully and in a fashion that enhances the story. While a few are, the majority are not and it hurts the show. Much of the writing is intended to shock the audience rather than make any sense. That's a shame. A 10-episode show that gave characters time to breathe as tension grew would make sense. Instead, there are 5 episodes, with one reportedly cut. Jocelyn and Tedros are together too fast. There is simply no way to buy she would fall for a guy with a rat tail who dances terribly. As horribly written as it was, a twist at the end of the 4th episode deserved an episode to see ramifications. Instead, it's dealt with as a momentary afterthought. We are to understand that Tedros can perform a sexual act on Jocelyn in front of many other people in a recording studio, to get her to sing a lyric in a genuine orgasmic tone, as Destiny, who is supposed to protect her, stands and does nothing. I don't think so. How does Tedros snag a gorgeous pop star? You're dangerous, he says to her. Yep, that's the line no woman can resist. Of course, this is supposed to be an adult soap opera, and that could be cool. But with the co-lead not believable in any scene, it sends this train off the rails as soon as it leaves the station. Senet is super talented, and in the scenes she shared with The Weeknd, she managed to elevate his game somewhat. The writers set up possibility of a feud between the two characters, but that isn't explored enough. We are supposed to believe that Jocelyn's career is worth mega millions but her handlers don't do any background checks until Tedros is embedded in Jocelyn's life. Oh my, he assaulted his ex and went to jail for a few years. Let's sit on our hands and see how this plays out. Again, we are in bizarro land. We need more genuine conflict. K-pop star Jenny Kim, who plays Diane, is set up as a potential threat and rival to Jocelyn if she falls. But that subplot also goes nowhere. A key decision Jocelyn makes in the final episode is simply not plausible given what a character has done. The idol. We know sex sells. It's literally a line in the show, as if we needed to hear it. If the point is that people bow down to the idol of sexual desire, we know that already as well. We are supposed to believe that Teodros is super controlling, but he lets Jocelyn's ex come up, be alone with her and lock the door. This doesn't make any sense. Prince is mentioned in the show. The Weeknd may see himself as a modern-day version of the icon, who surprised people with a decent performance in the film, Purple Rain. The Weeknd obviously has charisma but should have taken some acting classes in preparation for the role. Let the music play. The process of making a record and the pressures on musicians to deliver a hit are explored sufficiently until the fifth episode, when a kitchen sink of performances is thrown at you. The show is worth watching for some of Depp's performance, as well as those of Azaria, Sennett, Roth, and others. But The Weeknd is so miscast, and the scenes aimed at turning you on will likely turn you off. The sad thing is we are at a point where showrunners may prefer a show that is controversial than one that is written well. The premise of the show is not the problem, the writing and execution are. A 10-episode series that didn't feel the need for shock value at every turn, including a scene where a character is literally shocked as punishment, that gave its characters time to have an impact and had a different co-lead could have been a stunner. I'm sure Depp will have other roles and may even have a career in music as well. I wouldn't write The Weeknd off either, as it may be this specific role was out of his league, but other ones might not be. It's important to realize the show is about flawed characters, but the writing needed to be better, and when you are introducing so many characters, you need more than 5 episodes.